always good to be here and with you together to worship and praise God and exalt the name of Jesus.
Yes,
to talk about what's going on in the world.
Amen.
What's happening right now. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, or the disciples said to Jesus first, what are the signs? How will we know when that day is approaching? How will we know what to look for? And Jesus took time to explain to them many different signs. And I believe we're living in a time right now when we're seeing signs, like I've told you so many times, like we've never seen before. But are you recognizing the signs? The Bible also says in the New Testament that they were able to tell the weather by the sky. Red sky in the morning, you know, red sky at night. But yet, they could not tell the signs of the coming of the Son of Man. And I think a lot of people today are living like that. They're not sure because some people are telling us we're not where we are.
That's right.
And one thing we've got to realize, you've got to go by what the Bible says and not by what man says. In 2007, and it's 2008 now, so that was just last year, not only on the news, but on the internet and all over, it talked about the blood moon, which appeared, the eclipse of the blood moon, on August the 28th, 2007, over the South Pole. They saw it on August the 29th over Australia. We saw it here. Right here in upstate New York, we saw it too. Many people saw that. Well, the Bible tells us that that is one of the signs that takes place just before the sixth seal is opened. Now, we're not talking about the trumpets. We're talking about the seals. And some of the seals open the same time trumpets open, some before. So if that really was the blood moon that we saw, then we're living down to where the sixth seal is being opened. Revelation 6:12 tells us about the sixth seal, if you've never read about it. In Isaiah 17, verse 1, on down through it, begins to talk to us about the king of the south, which shall stand against Babylon. Did you know that Iran is the king of the south? And that today Iran is standing against Babylon, which is America? You can read that in Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 21 through 28. Now, I'm not saying we should go over there and stomp out Iran, because we can't do it. Did you hear me? I said, we can't do it. It's like global warming. We can't stop it.
That's right.
We can do everything that we can in the natural. It can't be stopped because the Bible says that that's one of the end time signs, that the sun will get 10 times hotter than ever before. We're moving towards those places, things that we cannot stop, things that are going to take place. If America was back standing like she used to stand, then we'd never worry about any of these things, but we've kind of done away with God. Iran, the Bible says, will be coming and attacking the United States along with Russia. Babylon falls in 24 hours. You know, some of these things we don't look at or think about, but these are some of the signs we're getting ready to see. The Bible talks about four, the Antichrist. I was going to say four. The reason I was going to say four is because there's four men right now that if you went on the internet and searched, there's four men who claim to be Jesus Christ right now, and they have large followings.
That's right.
They look in their dress and style like what we picture Jesus, and they claim to be Jesus. Jesus said there'll be false Christs in the last days.
Right.
He tells us not to go see them, and yet people go see them. So we're seeing that. These are signs that we're seeing. According to Isaiah 30, verse 25, here's one that we saw quite a while ago. It foretells us about the twin towers falling in the end times. And the towers shall fall. Well, we've seen the towers fall. So we know these are end time events, things that God talks about. The Bible says the Lord will send strong delusions. That's sad because we're seeing those strong delusions. If you watch the presidential campaigning that's going on, If you put them all in a bag and shook them up, probably be good to throw them all in the sea. Doesn't matter which one you're looking at. If you listen to them, they've got no answers.
Right.
They don't even know what's going on. And they're not really following God. Don't think Huckabee is a Christian in that sense. Check his state. Check his state and see what they say about him. And some people think that when you speak up over Obama, that you're bringing up blacks against whites. No, no, no. Go look at his church. www.allsmallcasetucc.org, and you'll see a racist church, regardless what color it is, and you're going to say, uh-oh, how did they get in there? How are these people running to be president of our United States? Well, the Bible says the Lord's given over to them strong delusions.
That's right, right.
They don't believe in God. They don't want to live by the Bible. They don't want to do what the Bible says. They're getting strong delusions. We're already seeing the falling away. The falling away is taking place. And the Bible in Daniel talks about the four beasts called the quartet. Did you ever throw this one together? United States, Russia, EU, and the United Nations? Interesting, huh? Interesting. And look at their agendas. Wow. Boy, we wonder why we're moving into a recession. Nobody knows what to do. They're going to give us back some money. That's not going to help very much. I mean, we're going to try to pay off our bills, which is good. We're going to try to save some money, which is good, but that doesn't help the economy.
No.
So it's not going to help the recession. Those are all good ideas. And I read something that I hadn't seen before, and maybe Brother Johnson knows about it because we have done some studying on this, that the skull and the bones.
If you would like more information on what Brother Evans is talking about here, the skull and bones, go to the www.neaiga.org website and look for the page called Secret Societies. That's the link for Secret Societies. Thank you.
Isaiah 27:1. They worship the devil. They worship Satan. So if they belong to that, they're devil worshipers. They're Satan worshipers. I don't care how rich they are or what college they come out of. This is what the Bible tells us. And you know, it's not amazing we've got a woman running for president. Revelation 18 says they set a queen. Is this the time we're going to set our queen up? You say, no, a woman couldn't do it. Well, who's the harlot that falls during that 24-hour period? I believe this is the time we're going to set a queen. I'm not for her. Don't get me wrong. Glory. But God's already spoken loud and clear the things are going to take place. And sometimes because we don't read our Bible, we listen to other people, we have all kinds of thoughts about what's going to happen, what's going to take place, and we don't really get into the Word of God to find out. Somebody said that Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, was going to run for president. I got one word for him. The whistle is already sounded. You need to go back to Jerusalem where you belong. God's calling the Jews home. It's time we do what the Bible tells us to do. It's time that we wake up. It's time we repent of our sin. It's time we turn around and go another way. The end is here.
Right.
It's not coming. It's here.
Right.
It's upon us. And we're going to see many things that it talks about that we're going to see. Snowstorms overseas, people dying. They've never seen it before like that. There's floods, there's earthquakes, there's tornadoes. All these things are going on. They're happening. I get a chuckle out of the people in California. They know the big one's coming. But do they leave there? No. How about the people along the seashores, cities and everything else? The global warming's melting the ice. The ocean's coming up. We've been warned to move back at least 50 miles away from the oceans. Are people doing it? No. That's not going to happen, Brother Evans. These things just aren't going to take place. Well, when they do, don't blame me. We've warned you of things that the Bible says are going to take place. What we need to do, according to the Bible, is tell our brothers, tell our sisters, tell our friends, our neighbors, our bosses, tell them to get right with God because Jesus is coming back. Tell them to repent. to turn to God with all their heart, to get their whole household right. The end is upon us. It's coming very fast. We don't even have the money to rebuild New Orleans, even though they keep promising them. What's going to happen with another disaster? I mean, they're going to give us back all this money. Where are they going to get it? Just print some more? They got no gold. They got no silver. I mean, where are they going to get it from? Fort Knox is empty. Ask them to show you the money on the inside. I dare you to. See if they'll let you look in there. They won't let you look. Why? It's not there. We're living on a false promise because we haven't believed God. We're living on a false hope because we don't know God. I'm not worried about these things because the Bible says my God said he's going to take me through this time victoriously.
Amen.
I'm going to be here until the rapture of the church. And when the church goes out, I'm going out with it.
Amen.
When they take the mark of the beast, I'm not taking it.
That's right.
The Bible's already told me what it is. And we're not far from that.
That's right.
These new licenses that they want to give you for your driver's license. Counterfeiters can still counterfeit it. They're going to go to the mark. They're going to go to the mark. You say America's going to have the mark? Yes.
Amen.
Britain's going to have the mark? Yes. The Bible says that the Antichrist will demand that every man, woman, and child take the mark.
That's right.
And that could be before we go out of here.
That's right, brother.
I'm not taking it, period. We need to listen to what God says. Because if we start living like God says, if we start sharing the gospel like God has told us to share, other people will get saved. God will take them through these hard times. He'll put food on your table. He'll put clothes on your back. He'll put shoes on your feet. I mean, he done it for Israel before. Why wouldn't he do it for us, his church? He's going to do it for us. He's going to take care of us. I mean, they sent all of our jobs overseas just about. I hope you're not trusting in your job. I hope you're trusting in God. Because the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs. Everyone.
Amen.
Everyone. But it's time now. Don't put it off, please. Don't wait for a year or two or three to see if all this is true. If you don't know Jesus, ask him into your heart now. If your daughters or your sons or your aunts or your uncles or whoever it is don't know Jesus, ask them to. Have them settle it now. You're not asking them to go to any church. If you want to invite them to your church, that's fine. But make sure your church believes the Bible and not what man is teaching. There's no such thing as once saved, always saved.
Amen.
These are all lies. We got to believe what God said. We need to walk according to the Word like God said. Friends, we're in the last days.
Yes.
Just like recession, it is upon us. It's not coming. It's here.
That's right.
We need to turn to God. Our whole country really needs to turn to God. But will our leaders? Doubtful. Some men feel that if they can get religious people in the office, they'll change things. That's unscriptural. You show me where David or Daniel, especially Daniel, where he ever told the children there of that country to follow his God. He followed his God. He got in trouble because he prayed three times a day. He didn't tell them to pray three times a day. He didn't make a law that dictated to them. He lived this life. And when you and I live this life, if we get thrown into the lion's den or the fiery furnace, our God is able to take care of us.
Amen.
Think about it. The time is running out.